Airports underwater, seaside bungalows washed away, hundreds of thousands of people forced from their homes. It sounds nightmarish, and climate scientists say it's likely as climate change raises sea levels around the area, quite possibly within some of our lifetimes. WNYC's Ilya Maritz is here with us now with more details from a new report on the rapidly changing coastlines around New York and New Jersey. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
So the report is called Underwater. It's from the Regional Plan Association. What's the question they're trying to answer here?
Well, we know the climate is changing, and we are a coastal city with coastal suburbs. What the RPA wanted to do is identify all the vulnerable spots. So, for example, Teterboro Airport in North Jersey could be flooded with as little as 1 foot of sea level rise. That's something that is likely to happen by the year 2050, maybe as soon as the year 2030. Barrier islands, places like Seaside Heights on the Jersey Shore, could get a lot skinnier or disappear. And in a place like City of Hoboken, a lot of homes and businesses could get flooded out. The RPA says too little has been done to plan for permanent flooding.
Could describe, there's permanent flooding and then there's temporary flooding.
Right. Temporary flooding is like Sandy. And Sandy got all of our attention, and there's been a lot of planning now for storm fast-moving storm surges like that. Permanent flooding happens more slowly, although it's happening at an accelerated pace at this point, but it does happen more slowly, and it's a little harder to mobilize people around. But the RPA believes that we could see a foot, 3 feet, possibly 6 feet of sea level rise. By early in the next century, yes. It seems to be accelerating. So the question becomes, which roads do you save? What neighborhoods do you try to save? Where do you retreat from the sea? And right now we're not having that conversation.
So what are some of the most vulnerable areas?
Well, it looks like our Achilles heel may be the New Jersey Meadowlands. If you think about it, the New Jersey Turnpike passes through I-95, lots of important rail lines. Tens of thousands of people and businesses live there or are located there. I was recently in the Meadowlands for a story about another piece of infrastructure, the American Dream Mall, this half-completed mall fiasco, exactly. In the maps that come with this study, that mall or mall location happens to be on higher ground, so it becomes an island surrounded by water, which makes you ask the question how customers would get there.
Right. Ferry.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's the impact on wildlife. While I was out there, I talked with Captain Bill Sheehan from Hackensack Riverkeeper. He told me what is now a brackish marsh could turn into a saltwater bay.
But that doesn't provide the same habitat values as these wetlands provide. So if you want to maintain the habitat value of the Meadowlands, what was suggested was that we should actually start filling some of the marshes maybe a foot to keep up with the height of the water.
Okay, so there's one possible solution. This is raising the land or building barriers. What else does the RPA say we should do?
Well, there's really only three possible responses. You reinforce, you retreat, or you learn to live with the water. The answer for our region will, of course, be a combo of all three. And by the way, all three of them cost money. I want to leave you with a quote from this report. The 2015 International Paris Agreement to limit future greenhouse gas emissions must be implemented if we are to have any hope of avoiding catastrophic effects from sea level rise. That's
wow.
A quote from the report. America's next president, Donald Trump, has said he will cancel the Paris Agreement. On the other hand, he did meet yesterday with Al Gore, so who knows what his plans really are. Those are mixed signals. But if he keeps his pledge to pull out of the Paris Agreement, that would harm New York and New Jersey for sure.
Okay. WNYC's Ilya Maritz. Ilya, thanks so much.
You're welcome.